Okay, you said before she answers, Amen, Amen. We continue now, Perik Beis, Mishnah 5. Frek the Mishnah. Al mehi ameris, Amen, Amen. I understand the kind is mashbiya her, and she agrees, she says Amen, but why does she say Amen twice? And for the Mishnah, Amen al ha'Allah and Amen halashua. She says one Amen, because the kind explained to her the curse. She's makablet upon herself. She says another Amen in regard to the shvur. But besides for the Amen on the curse and the Amen on the shvur, which refers just to this person she was accused of. Remember, how does she become a Saita? The husband has to warn her not to be with so-and-so when she was alone with him. But she also accepts the curse and the shvur in regard to any other person she may have been with at different times when she was not allowed to. She also says, Amen me ish zeh, Amen me ish acher. The two amens refers to, no, I did not become tummy with this man that I was warned not to be alone with, and amen, I did not become tummy from another person. Now, stamas, I can't make her swear we are together with another person, but there's something called gilgul shvua. Once a person has to swear about one thing, he can have to swear about something else as well. So basically, she's agreeing that maybe she wasn't together with this person, but if she had an isurdik relationship with someone else, the water is going to have an effect on her because of the aver with the other person. She also says, and this is also what the two amens are going to refer to, another aspect of the gilgul shvua, amen shaloi satisi arusa vinesua. Like we have seen many times in Yevamos and Exodus, marriage is divided into two parts. The first part is called erusin. There are different ways to do erusin. Puts the ring on the kala's finger and says, Hareat mekadeshes li b'tabazu. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Now she's mekadeshes. She's not allowed to be with anyone else. But she can't be with her husband either until there's chuppah. The chuppah is the nesuyan. So she's also saying over here, Amen shaloi satisi, I wasn't off with someone else, arusa, when I was an arusa to you. In a suha, or after there was nesuyan, after chuppah. And v'shoymeres yavim mekanusa. Suppose this husband that was mekanaher was a yavim. In other words, someone died without children. The yavim was miyavim, the brother's wife. After he was miyavim her, she's a regular wife. Then he warned her not to be with someone, and she was with that someone. So now she's saying like this. She swears and she's mekabel the curse that as a shomeres yavim. Shomeres yavim means before he was miyavim her, after her first husband died. She wasn't with anyone else, as well as uknusa, after he took her in. So basically the two amens are saying as follows. Amen shaloi nitmeisi. You're being mashbiya me, yes, I accept the shvua. Basically, by saying amen, she swears that she did not become tamei. Ve'im nitmeisi yavayibi. And she also accepts the klala. If I'm not saying the truth, she accepts the klala, that the water is going to cause the terrible things that it causes. The Batrur explains, these last words in the Mishnah is going back to explain the first Amen v'Amen, the basic meaning, before the other things we added on. Again, Amen shaloi nitmeisi, she's mekabel the shvua. No, it didn't happen, she says, I didn't become tamei, and I'm mekabel that if I did become tamei, then I accept the curse of the waters. Reb Meir says, you know what else Amen and Amen mean? Amen shaloi nitmeisi, Amen that I didn't become tamei in the past, and Amen shaloi et tummy, that I won't become tummy in the future. So according to Rameyer, she's mekabel upon herself that if she does become tummy in the future, then the water will work then. But the halach is not like Rameyer. So again, what do the two amens refer to? Amen, yes, she accepts the shvua. I was not metama myself, and if I was, then I accept the curse. Through gilgul shvua, we add a bunch of other things here. Amen, she wasn't together with another man, just like she wasn't together with this man that she's being accused of having become tamei with. Amen, she wasn't together with someone else when she was in Arusa, before Chuppah, between Kiddushin and Chuppah, as well as after she got married. If she's a Yavama, or she was a Yavama, and he was Miyavim her, Amen, when she was waiting Yavim, after her husband died without children, before he was Miyavim her, as well as after he took her in. Rav Meir says it also means Amen that I didn't become tamei, and Amen that I will become tamei. Add to the list that if she's going to become tummy at some future point, the water now will affect its curse, just like she's mekabla upon herself all these other things that the water will cause the death. But the halacha is not like Rameyer. It does not go on the future.